Yay, the kids are finally asleep.
So do you feel like...
playing a game?
I've got a feeling a boss fight's coming up.
Ooh, I just got wrecked.
Headshot, baby.
Ooh, it's your turn to get the baby.
So are you up to the challenge?
Run, 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 run.
And we're dead.
That's when I realized I have no idea what I'm doing.
GG. Welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm joined by my wonderful wife, Joanne.
Yo, what's up, everyone?
What was that?
This is summer vacation me.
All right. Well, if you're new here, Joanne and I are a married couple. We have two kids, ages 3 and 5, and we like to talk about life and gaming here on the podcast. And Joanne's laughing already, so this is going to be a fun episode. We have some fun stuff planned for this episode, some games that we are going to play together.
But before that, we do have a few announcements to make.
Yes, take it away, Joanne.
In a few more episodes, we will be reaching episode 100, and that's 100, guys.
Yes, because this is episode 97, right?
Yep, I counted right? Like,
yeah.
Now 97, right. 98, 99, yep, a few more episodes. So yeah, episode 100, and we are doing a fun thing. And it is a question and answer session. And we are collecting 100 questions, which is one question for every episode that we've done. So if you have any questions to us,
now's your time.
Yes. And we will be answering them live on stream.
Yes, at the end of July. We don't know the exact date just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we will make sure we post it in the Discord and... likely on X, possibly on Instagram.
Yep.
And of course, we'll have the date planned out to share on next week's episode, for sure. We'll definitely know by then.
Yeah, but you can submit the questions to us through any platform where you can reach us, whether it's in person or through text or through pigeon.
Carrier pigeon, I think you mean?
Yeah, carrier pigeon.
She tried to copy me, but she doesn't remember what I said.
Exactly.
From last week's episode, I think.
Yeah. But yes. So, yeah. And with that said, we have another fun thing planned, which is a giveaway. Not 100 giveaways, but $100 worth of giveaways.
Yes, that's right.
So there's a lot of hundreds, 100s, 100s. It's a big milestone, y'all.
And you enter that giveaway by asking us questions.
Yep.
So that helps provide us with something to talk about for episode 100. And we want to reward people for sending in questions. So that will actually what enters you into the giveaway. So if you like prizes and winning stuff, ask some questions. And they could be as random as you want. They could be, you know, what's your favorite color or whatever.
Purple.
It could be as simple... well, now you already answered that one. So now they can't ask that question anymore. That one's off the table. But they can be as simple or complex as you want, and we will do our best to answer all of them
and
on that episode.
Yep, and we might even have guest speakers, right?
Yes, that's the plan. Still working through all the details.
Mm-hmm. But definitely stay tuned for episode 100, folks.
Triple digits, here we come.
Woohoo! Another announcement is that this is a pre-recorded episode. And we will not be doing any live updates or gaming updates.
Aww. That was like the audience one.
Oh, that's funny. Like,
I don't have, my soundboard's not working, so.
Stop making me laugh. I'm in vacation mode here. Keep laughing, yeah?
Yeah.
But we have something fun planned as well for this episode. We will start off with some Mad Libs. You get to hear me laugh more. And
yes, it's been a while since we did Mad Libs.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was only one other time we did it, and I used to do this all the time as a kid. I think you were new to it when we did it.
Oh, yeah.
On the episode, but that was still a while ago. So now you know the drill.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it's played.
You want to hear something?
Yeah.
I have a confession.
What?
When you first told me about Mad Libs, I thought it was spelled as mad, like mad, getting mad, and then lips. Like.
Oh.
So I was like, what's so mad about these lips? But now I know why it's called Mad Libs. But I still don't get the lips part.
I don't even get the mad part. Like, it doesn't...
Mad is like crazy, I think, right?
Maybe, I guess. Well, yeah. It should be crazy libs, then.
No, it sounds nicer as mad libs.
Okay. That's fair. It does sound a little bit nicer.
And we'll be doing also a summer this or that.
Yep. Let's get into the games.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. All right. Well, we're going to start off with some Mad Libs today.
Yeah, let me do the drum roll. That's the best drum roll on my soundboard.
It's definitely somebody gargling. Okay, so if you've never played Mad Libs before, first of all, you're missing out. Second of all, the way that it's played, I'm going to ask Joanne to give me, you know, things that are like adjectives or a noun or a number, etc. Yeah. Right? Different things that she has to think of a word and give it to me. And then it's basically going to be filling in the blank for this story. And she doesn't know what sentences she's actually making until the very end when I read it back to her.
Okay. Right? Sounds and it's good.
Typically pretty funny. So let's go ahead and give this a try. So I found a Mad Lib. It's called Car Trip Travels.
Nice. It's perfect for vacation.
Yes. I picked that one on purpose, even though we're not really driving anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one that I need from you is an adjective.
Let's see. Adventurous.
Okay. Now a plural noun.
Birds.
Okay. Now just a noun.
Bird.
So creative, you. And an adjective.
Wonderful. That's an adjective, right? So bad at this. Yep. Okay.
It's describing something. Okay, another adjective.
Oh, breathtaking.
Now, part of the body, plural.
sorry, my mind. Eyes.
All right, thank you for keeping it appropriate.
Now, I tried.
Another noun.
Parts of a body? No.
No, just a regular noun. No more body parts.
Banana.
And I need another noun.
Rabbit.
And a number.
101.
Okay, person in the room who is a male.
Kevin.
All right, there's not really many options for that one. Okay, person in the room who's a female.
Joanne.
And plural noun.
Guitars.
Are you just saying things you see in the room?
Yes.
An adjective.
Soft.
Another adjective. Why are you laughing? You don't even know what,
I don't know your what face. You're making. You're smiling. I'm laughing because you're smiling.
Of course I'm smiling. It's going to be funny.
Well, you're cute. So cute.
Oh, cute?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another part of the body, plural.
Ew. Ears.
Noun.
Chair.
And another noun.
House.
All right, last one is going to be another noun.
Fire pit.
Okay, we're all done. Now, this is the fun part. You're already laughing because you know what's coming. I am going to read the story that Joanne just created for us.
Wait, I want to dare you before you read it.
Dare me to what?
To not laugh.
You're going to dare me to not laugh?
While you read it.
I'm going to try, I guess.
Okay.
Is that a good thing if I don't laugh? That'd be tough. Okay, I bet I can do it.
Really?
I bet I can do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Based on many adventurous past experiences, this family should never take car birds, certainly not together. The last time the seven of us were all in one bird, there were three wonderful arguments. A breathtaking fist fight and a couple of bloody eyes. And that was just on the drive to the local Super Banana. Recently we were on our way to Grandma and Grandpa's Rabbit, which is at least a 101-hour drive away. I already failed. Dad was pulling out of the driveway when my brother Kevin and sister Joanne wanted to argue about who would read the mad guitars and who would fill in the soft blanks. Dad brought the car to a cute stop. He was so angry, smoke seemed to be coming out of his ears.
Oh, that's
perfect.
Hey,
that actually makes sense. Did good on that one. One more chair out of any of you, and this house is over. When we're not even in a house, he snapped. Now, any questions? Our kid brother timidly raised his fire pit and asked, are we there yet?
Aww.
The end.
All right, that's not too bad.
There's a couple of funny parts. Yeah. I feel like the ones we did last time were funnier, but...
Okay, my turn
now
to
it's
going to
be your turn. So pick a title that you like.
All right, ready?
I'm ready.
This one is titled Farewell Address to Our Camping Trip.
Okay, perfect.
Right, now name a part of the body.
Nose.
A noun?
T-shirt.
A number?
99.
A plural noun?
Marshmallows.
Another adjective?
Daring.
A noun?
Fork.
Plural noun?
Campfires.
A noun?
Firewood.
Another noun?
Chair.
And a plural noun?
Hot dogs. I feel like I'm making the story up in my head, and I'm just hoping it goes that similar direction.
A noun? A lot of nouns in this.
A tent.
Another noun.
Oh, wow. Lots of nouns.
Yeah.
A car.
Plural noun.
Sleeping bags.
Another plural noun.
I'm running out of camping nouns. What else is there? Let's see. Graham crackers.
And a part of the body noun.
So singular?
Plural.
Oh, plural. Toes.
A verb ending in ing.
A verb ending in ing. How about snoring?
The end.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, this is a farewell address to our camping trip, right?
Yes.
Everyone in this family needs to have his or her nose examined. Why are we going on another camping trip? Am I the only one who remembers last year? On our way to the camp t-shirt, we had not one, but 99 flat marshmallows. Then, after we pitched our tent, a daring grizzly fork trashed it, tore it into little campfires, and stared at us as he ate every morsel of our first night's firewood. We got by without our tent by building a roaring chair and sleeping in the open air under a blanket of twinkling hot dogs. But no sooner had we fallen asleep than there was a sudden bolt of tent and a clap of car, and it started raining cats and sleeping bags. Okay, that's a funny one. By the time morning came, we were wet and loaded with mosquito graham crackers on our toes.
Mosquito graham crackers.
Sounds good. Okay, now that I've refreshed your memory, do you still want to go snoring? You do? Go ahead. See if I care. Wait, I'm coming.
That one was just really random, I feel like.
I know. All right, so let's move on to the this or that.
Okay.
Summer edition.
Yeah, I was going to add, we're doing summer edition.
Because it's
this time.
Summertime.
Summertime. Living's easy.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that.
Is that the words? I don't know. Yeah. Okay. So, are we just like take turns, I guess?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and start. So, pool or lake?
Lake.
Really? Lake? Have you ever like gone swimming in a lake?
No, they didn't say swimming. They just said pool or lake.
Okay.
I'd rather sit by the lake than sit by the pool.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess if that's the way you took it. I took it more of like a swimming. So, and I would say pool the way that I was thinking of it.
Oh, yeah. If swimming, then pool. Hat or sunglasses?
Hat.
Really?
Yeah. I've always thought it was weird wearing sunglasses. Like,
in
it didn't
summer?
Fit me sometimes. Yeah. What? I mean, now I have the lenses that just change.
Oh, yeah.
Transition lenses. Mm-hmm. So I don't even think about it now, but...
That's true.
Well, I've always, like, worn glasses. So, like, before I had these kind of lenses, I would always have to, like, switch, like, take my glasses off to put on sunglasses, and it was kind of weird. So, hat.
Okay, sunglasses for me.
Okay, that makes sense. Adventure or rest?
Adventure!
Adventure.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, for, like, summer, like, vacation stuff.
Okay.
Well, like for me, for summer, I think of like vacations or trips or traveling, and I think adventure, not rest. Although I like rest too.
But your version of rest is gaming, right? I thought you would rather game.
Or you can just play an adventure game and do both at the same time.
I was going to say that don't count. All right, sweet tea or lemonade?
Lemonade all day long. I don't really like tea.
That's true. I like tea. So sweet tea for me.
Okay, picnic or barbecue?
Picnic.
Really? I'm definitely barbecue.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's it's way too better. Hot
in the summer to barbecue.
Well, yeah, depends.
Well, too hot for picnic anyways.
Yeah.
Shade or sun?
Shade.
Shade.
Same. Like, I want it to be sunny outside, like, and I want to be outside, but I want to be in the shade.
Same, yeah.
At least, like, some of the time.
Yeah. Like, hiking's fine because it's in the shade, yeah. Right?
But, so. Like, I'd rather there be trees and, like, have some shade.
Yeah, so. True.
Camping or boating?
Camping.
Camping.
Oh, yeah. Although I've never camped, except in our backyard, remember?
if that even counts.
I know. Well, boating sounds like camping, but with motion sickness, so.
Sure, yeah.
Sunscreen or suntan?
Sunscreen, because I don't really tan, I just burn.
Same, sunscreen here.
Okay, ice cream or popsicles?
Popsicles.
I'd say ice cream. I mean, I definitely think like popsicles is like a outside by the pool barbecue day kind of treat.
But it's so refreshing, though.
But, like, I like ice cream so much more. Like, I have to say that.
Okay, fair point. Oh, I know your answer for this. S'more or hot dog?
S'mores.
Hot dog.
I mean, I like them both, but you can't beat s'mores. I'm sorry. Okay, bike or walk?
Walk.
Yeah, walk. For me, too.
Although you bike well, though.
Yeah, I mean, I can. I know how to ride a bike, but, like, I'd rather walk and go at a slower pace and just kind of enjoy stuff.
Yeah. I feel like bicycle rides are kind of hard to do when you have to, like, look at everything around you, but walking is more relaxing, right?
Yeah.
Right, sunny or cloudy?
Cloudy.
Yeah, same like earlier.
I mean, I don't want to be, like, just pure sun. Like, some overcast is okay.
Yeah, overcast, that's a word. Rhymes with podcast.
Yeah. Sandcastle or water play?
I can't make a sandcastle for the life of me, so water play.
Yeah, water play is fun.
Road trip or airplane?
Road trip.
Airplane. Go further for less hours.
Depends on like where you're driving and who's in the car. And yeah, that's pretty much it. But no. For the most part, I think road trips can be fun.
That's true. That's true.
Airplanes are like never fun, usually.
Okay. Fun for me, but everyone's different there.
So bare feet or flip-flops?
Flip-flops.
Yeah, flip-flops. I hate walking on like anything that's either too hot or pokey. Like grass is okay, but anything more than that,
yeah.
I don't really like.
Water balloons or squirt guns?
That's a tough one. Probably squirt guns.
Same. I think that's gamers.
Yeah, like water balloons, it's hard to like actually get it to pop on people. Because if you hit them directly, it just like bounces off usually.
That's true.
They have to like throw it at their feet and even then they barely get wet. But squirt guns are always fun.
For me, it's like aiming. I feel like every time I throw a water balloon, they run, they dodge it faster than...
Sure, yeah. Or both. Just use both. There you go.
Yeah.
A family camping trip or summer camp with friends?
Summer camp with friends.
Did you ever go to, like, summer camp?
Yeah. It's like VBS, right? Sort of?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think I mean...
Well, they usually have, like, activities planned, and, you know, there's, like, grown-up volunteers.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Well, it's a whole year of summer in Malaysia, so... But we did have those kind of camps.
So that's your choice?
Yep.
Okay, I think that's mine, too. I've only been to, like, one summer camp with friends, and it was a really cool experience that I'll always look back on. So hopefully our kids get to do something like that at some point.
Yeah.
And then we get like a whole weekend to ourselves or week or however long it is.
You were thinking of that? I was thinking we get to volunteer.
Oh, no. What? I was thinking we get like multiple days without them. That's what I'd be looking forward to.
Get stung by a bee or have a sunburn.
Okay. So now we're into the ones that are negatives. And I can't pick neither. I haven't been stung by a bee since I was 5 years old, which I feel like is a feat. So... Based on how I remember it feeling when I was 5 years old, I would probably go with get a sunburn.
Really?
But it's probably not as bad as I remember because I was five and I cried.
Aww.
And I remember it was at school and I went to the nurse's office.
Aww.
So, I mean, I would probably say get a sunburn, even though it depends on how bad the sunburn is. If it's an average one, I would probably take that over getting stung by a bee. But I don't know. It might not be that bad anymore.
If you think... That was a feat. I've never been stung by a bee.
I don't think I ever knew that about you. I don't think I ever asked. I was literally thinking about that. I was like, when was the last time you've been stung by a bee? You've never been stung by a bee?
Never. I've only been stung by a wasp.
Okay, that's probably worse. That still counts.
But I would rather be stung by a wasp than get a sunburn.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I was stung by a whole bunch of wasps. I messed with their nests, apparently, while picking flowers, so...
Are there a lot of bees in Malaysia?
Yeah, big ones on a tree.
Okay, yeah. I've never been stung by a wasp, so there you go. I just always thought being stung by a wasp was worse than bees.
Yeah, it hurt. Kind of like a mosquito bite, but swollen, but like with a hole in the middle.
Yeah.
Like really hurt, but that's not as bad. Sunburns like last forever.
They can last like a good week or so, or at least multiple days. And some can be really bad, too. I've had really bad sunburns. So it depends on how bad the sunburn is.
I guess so, yeah. So you choose sunburn, I choose bee stung.
Maybe. There's details that we need to know, but yes, for now, let's stick with that.
Okay.
Work a lemonade stand or as a lifeguard?
I laugh because, like, if I'm a lifeguard, I can't save anyone's life.
Okay, so... not thinking about that.
Okay.
Just like you having to work as a lifeguard or at a lemonade stand.
Which one would you do? I don't like to be, responsible for other people.
Yeah, that's true. I'd probably pick the lemonade stand, especially if it means I get to drink lemonade.
True. How we become parents, I don't know. Yeah. We don't want to be responsible for other people. Here we are. Watermelon or pineapple?
Watermelon.
Pineapple.
I mean, I like them both, but watermelon.
Watermelon can't put with tahin compared to like pineapple.
Can you?
Tahin. I guess you can, but really pineapple is like nicer tahin. With tahin. All right.
Hot dogs or hamburgers?
Hot dogs.
I like them both, but like at a barbecue, probably hot dogs.
Really?
Just because like I feel like when else do you get a hot dog besides like a sporting event?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Or like barbecuing. Like otherwise, like I would never get a hot dog. So that's
I never
like,
thought of it that way.
Like hamburgers you can get like anywhere.
You're right. Fast food restaurant and everything. You're right. Are you a planner or an impromptu follow the waves kind of person?
The second one.
Really? You travel, I mean like for vacation,
obviously. Mainly the reason I would probably not travel at all if it weren't for other people like doing the planning.
That's true.
I would just stay home and never go anywhere.
Yeah. So I'm a planner, obviously. Opposites attract. Next one. Are you the person to procrastinate unpacking or immediately unpack when you get to your destination or when you get home? Both of them.
I definitely don't unpack right away.
Why not?
So usually like when I get to wherever I'm going, like I normally just want to like relax.
Really?
Or, like,
what?
Unless I need something out of it, I'll get that right away.
Wow.
But I'm not going to like... unpack everything like as soon as I get there.
I'm the opposite again. Once I get somewhere, I unpack and put them nicely in the closets, in the drawers.
I know you are.
And even when we get home from vacation, even though it's like midnight, I start unpacking. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, outdoor movie or outdoor concert?
Concert.
Yeah, probably outdoor concert.
I've never been to outdoor movie.
Yeah, I think outdoor concert's a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Like, outdoor movie is slightly better than watching it at, like, a theater.
What? Really?
It's cool, especially, like, a drive-in theater is really cool.
I know you've mentioned that before, but we've never actually done it here because it's kind of hot. Mosquitoes and...
Yeah. Plus, there's not that many places doing that anymore, but... Outdoor concerts, yes, I love those.
Same. Sunrise or sunset?
Sunset, because I'm not a morning person, and neither are you.
Yeah.
This is an obvious question for us.
I know. I wish we would like wake up one day during vacation to see the sunrise, so that would be amazing. Like hike to the top of a mountain to see a sunrise. Yeah,
get to the top of a mountain before the sun even comes up.
What am I saying, huh?
Yeah.
Wishful thinking.
That's not going to happen.
All right.
So scuba diving or skydiving?
Skydiving.
I would say scuba diving.
What? Really?
I mean, I don't want to do either one. Like, I would try to get out of doing either of those things, but I would be more comfortable doing scuba diving, even though I've never done it.
You want to know a fun fact? I almost get a scuba diving license, but then I got posted to work here, so I never get to do it.
Oh, that's too bad. Too bad you missed your chance. Ah, I know. Shoot. I guess you'll never go scuba diving.
I know. Hello. That was a dream of mine before, but not anymore. It's okay. Yeah. But I'll still go skydiving. Nope. We don't need a license for that, I don't think. Cruise, vacation, or camping?
Cruise. Yeah.
That was fast.
I love going on cruises.
But you love camping, too.
I do love camping, but like I would be looking forward to a cruise way more than a camping trip.
Fair enough. But I guess that's it. That wraps our this or that okay. We've prepared.
There you have it.
All right. So before we move on to the next section, which is our moments, getting to know each other. It's been a hot minute since we did that, right?
It's been a while since we've done any of these things. But
that's true.
Really, we have these like deck of cards that I think it's called our moments. We're going to check. And they kind of have like conversation starters or like conversation topics. Yeah, that's like meant for couples to be able to talk about. And so we're going to pick some of those and see what the topics are and have a little chat.
All right, ready?
Yep.
What's something you never confessed to your parents until much later and that you laugh about now?
That's a good question. So something we never confessed to our parents but laugh about now?
When we were kids, obviously. And then now we laugh about it.
I feel like I didn't have, like, a lot of, like, secrets from my parents. Like, I mean, I did get detention once in school, but, I mean, obviously my parents knew about that.
Uh-huh.
But it is something that we kind of laugh about now.
It's not even your fault you got that detention.
not really. It was dumb, but...
Want to share?
All right. Yeah. So, it was lunchtime at school, and I think... Like, the tables were, like, kind of spread out where these kids, you know, everyone would eat lunch at. And, like, our group would always eat lunch together. And one of our neighboring tables, I think at some point, like, tossed some kind of food over to our table. And then someone at my table threw some food back. And it didn't turn into, like, an all-out food fight. But one of the, you know... lunch ladies or whatever saw what was going on and just like came over and then like started giving everyone detention even though not everyone was doing anything wrong. And so I got attention even though I didn't throw anything, and like literally I was only guilty of like eating lunch there at that table.
That's funny.
So yeah, that's how I got detention, the one and only time I ever got detention.
Interesting.
Did you ever get detention?
There was no detention in my country. Oh.
What does that mean? Like, what? Something worse? Like, I'm trying to imagine, like, what do they do to kids?
They just get punished there and then. Or we get demerit points, which is like instead of collecting good points, you accumulate bad points. And that goes to your, like, permanent records at school. And
but there's no, like, punishment outside. I feel like most, not all kids would even, like, respond to that if it's like, oh, you're losing points. Be like, I don't care.
I know a lot of people don't care, but
take away my imaginary points.
But in my country, there's also like physical punishment, which is not allowed here. So
yeah.
So I guess detention's better. Like detention would have been preferable.
Sure. Yeah. Did you have anything you wanted to answer that question with?
I'm trying to calculate, like weighing out. Weighing which I should say and
if there's
which
anything, I should not. If there's anything you can.
Yeah, if there's anything I could even
this
share.
This is going out to the internet.
I know. And to my parents. Let's see.
Okay, so apparently Joanne has a lot of things she could be talking about and is having to decide which one of those things.
I was a good kid.
Okay, sure. We're going to say it's because she was such a good kid she doesn't have anything to share. All right, next card.
Yes.
She pleads the fifth.
What's that?
It's like when you... Isn't it like when you say you're not going to speak on something because you don't want to get yourself in trouble? Which is like very applicable here.
Okay, I understand. All right, who was your favorite teacher in high school and what do you like about him or her?
Favorite teacher in high school? I had a lot of favorite teachers in middle school. I'm trying to think of a favorite teacher in high school.
Okay, I can go first.
Sure, you go.
Mine is my English teacher, Madam Juliana. She was like a sweet lady who was like a mom to me at school, very understanding, and she would cook for me and bring lunch for me to school, so I didn't have to spend my pocket money. And she would even bring me to the teacher's room. I don't know what you call it, the staff room, to mm-hmm. have lunch with her, because it's really hot. And our schools in Malaysia is open air, so there's no air conditioning. And it's 90 degrees and 98% humidity. It's very hot. But in the staff room, it's like air conditioned. So she'll bring me in there to eat with her. And sometimes she'll bake me goodies that are healthy, because the food at school is not healthy. So she took care of me, basically, was my mom. And then she even gave me swim class after after I graduated high school. We still kept in touch, and she does water aerobics with me, gave me some swim lessons, and she's still around.
Okay, very nice. So I thought of mine. So mine would have been my high school physics teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, wow. Not necessarily that, like, I don't know if he was like necessarily like my favorite teacher, but what I did like was that I somehow got put into a class. This was like the worst group of kids. Like, they, I don't know how this happened, but it was like all of the class clowns got put like in one class.
This must be the foot fight.
Yeah. And I mean, it was the same school. And like somehow I got put in that class. And I'm like an okay student, but it made me look really good being in that class.
Yeah.
And like everyone wanted to be like my partner for like group projects.
Aww.
And
because like, you would do everything.
everyone else in that class would slack off like crazy, and it made me feel like a star student, like even though I was just kind of average. And even when I would do like projects and stuff, then my teacher would be like, "See, this is what you want to do." Like he would use my work like Aww. As an example. So I liked the teacher. It was kind of weird being in a class that he would get like upset and mad at the class a lot because everyone else, not because of me, I was good. But
I need to have a talk with your teacher. Physics, you say?
Yeah.
I'll ask him about the Bernoulli principle.
I'm pretty sure our class never got to that chapter.
This is an inside joke, y'all.
Yeah. All right. Last card.
Ding, ding. If you had 5,000 you must spend, how would you spend them?
$5,000?
Yeah. But then...
I feel like there's not really anything that I want that costs $5,000.
Well, it didn't say what you want. Like, how would you spend it? So you could use it on multiple stuff, you know?
Yeah.
For me, it would be a vacation.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing you could put it towards a vacation. I'd probably put it towards a down payment on a car. Because I need a new car at some point. But, yeah. That's probably what I think I would use it on, but I don't know.
Fair point. Like you, yeah. But yeah, that is it. I hope you guys get to know a bit more about the way Kevin and I think.
Or I feel joke like about. We learn stuff about each other from doing this too.
I know, like the bee stinging thing.
Yeah. Yep.
Now let's jump to where everyone could find us.
Yeah. Over on YouTube, the Gamer Parents Podcast channel, or on Twitch, where we stream almost every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will not be streaming the day that this episode comes out, which will mm-hmm. be on a Tuesday, but we should be back the following Tuesday. So go follow our channel and you can be notified when we go live.
Yeah. You can also find us on Twitter or x.com/GamerParentsPod.
Or over on Instagram.
@Gamer_Parents_Podcast, where we usually post day-to-day updates and pictures.
The best place to come and hang out with us would be our Discord server, where we talk about life and games all throughout the week. Mm-hmm. The link for that will be in the podcast episode description, so you can find that and you can join and hang out with our awesome little community,
and also post your questions.
Yes, that's also one place you could post questions. So as far as where you can find us, give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is, wherever it is, and we greatly appreciate it. But that is all that we have for you guys this time.
We will catch you in the next one.
Bye.